Yeah, Gary, would you say tonight was one of those nights where you really just have to dig in and it's all about the result?
Yeah, it was a strange one because, you know, we knew that with Shane starting, I took a bit of a gap, not a gamble, but I felt I needed to give him an opportunity. But I knew he probably wouldn't get through the 90 minutes. So to then have Neil Eardley, you can say, unfortunately, went down injured. I suppose in the end, it I'm not saying it did us a favour, but Cad's coming on, then taking a penalty, in some ways helped us because he's our penalty taker. But it's unfortunate for Erds again. Never seems to be able to stay fit for more than three or four games, unfortunately, for him at this moment in time. But then all of a sudden you think, well, at some point we'll have made two substitutions. And I felt about 25 minutes to go, the lads looked, for once, it's the first time I'd say it this season, we looked leggy and we looked a little bit tired. And we looked as though the third game in 6 days had caught up with us. And of course, we're not able at this moment to rotate our squad because virtually everyone who's fit is playing. And I felt that was going to catch up with us. So for us to hang on and to defend really, really well, actually, I think I can only really remember a couple of really good Cardiff chances. But of course, they had a little bit of pressure. And you've got to soak that up and you've got to deal with it.
Yeah, it's certainly a busy period for a small squad, as we've spoken about a number of times. But what is it, 5 points from three games? You've got to be pleased with that, really, to stop the rot of the few defeats on the bounce previously.
Yeah, I am. And I think we, you know, you could argue we should have at least had 7 points from those three games because we've actually, you know, certainly in the two draws, we played really, really well and perhaps not got what we've deserved points-wise. Today, we didn't play as well and get 3 points. So that's the irony of football sometimes, isn't it? You know, you've got to put one in one end and keep them out the other. And if you can do that, it doesn't really matter how you play in between in some ways. So for us, it was very important to do that. We've not panicked. You know, whenever we've had a run that we've not been very pleased with, we've not panicked. We've tried to just view it holistically as what do we need to do. I think it's always important for a team like ours that you're never going to go 15, 20 games, you know, unbeaten, because there's always going to be little fallibility about your players and about your squad. So I think it's important to always look at the points tally rather than necessarily where you are in the league. I think that takes on to 33 points. So, you know, that's a really, really strong amount for us after this amount of games, regardless of the fact that, you know, we've been on a run of games where we've perhaps not picked up as many points as we'd like.
Yeah, finally, how pleased were you with James Vaughan's performance? Because up front on his own, he ran his heart out, didn't he?
He's been brilliant. He looked over at one point, I think with about 8 minutes to go, Stephen Gleeson went over and said, "Mags is knackered," and he made his arms like a substitution. I said, "Gleeson, I know you're Irish, but that's three substitutions we've already made, so he's going to have to be knackered and crack on." Vaughan was looking over as if to say, like, "Please get me off." Unlucky, you got to go and dig it out and you can get plenty of breather. So I thought he was brilliant. I thought he was really, really good. And I think that in some ways, it's not to take anything away from young Brock, because obviously he's a young player, but I think when Vaughan came in and just to play him up there, I think the rest of the players, just without a bit of experience up there, just helped them and helped give the team confidence. He's clever, you know, he knows what he's doing, he makes some good runs. I think he's made a brilliant run where he wasn't offside and they gave offside, where I think it was in on goal. And he's done really, really well for us. And like you say, he's battled all the game and I think he's shown exactly how much commitment he wants to give to this Birmingham shirt.